Over the last few years, we've had to cope with a lot of bad news. Well, here's something else to consider. In addition to not having enough jobs, we Michiganders seem to be dying out. At least in our native Michigan, that is. We won't have official census figures until December, but the experts think we're now actually losing population. Since the 1970s, Michigan has grown less fast than the national average, which is why we've lost 4 seats in Congress in the last 30 years. But we continue to add people every decade. Now that may no longer be the case. We think Michigan's population touched 10 million a few years ago and then fell back. Everybody knows that thousands who couldn't find jobs have left Michigan. We know that newly graduated college students are leaving in droves, going to Chicago and Seattle and Atlanta to start their careers. But what you may not know is that those of us who are still here aren't having as many babies either. This was pointed out by the man I call the Great Demographer, Kurt Metzger, a former U.S. Census Bureau official who now directs Data-Driven Detroit. According to new state figures, there were 121,231 babies born in Michigan in 2008. That is 32,000 fewer babies than were arriving in our state only 8 years earlier. Early indications are that even fewer are being born now. By the way, even the figure from a decade ago was far less than the number of Michigan babies born every year during the 1950s, the decade in which most of us baby boomers were hatched. More than 200,000 were born in 1957, for example, back when Michigan had only about 7.5 million people. Now, the dropping birth rate may sound very fine if you're a member of zero population growth, but it means potential disaster for the schools and possibly our future as well. Luring new jobs to Michigan may be that much harder if there isn't an adequate supply of workers to fill them. Well, there's an answer and a way to rebuild our state's population and economy. Immigration. We desperately need more immigrants. One of the silliest things going on right now is that there are politicians running for office in the state bashing illegal immigrants. That's ethically ridiculous when you consider that we're all descendants of people who are viewed as illegal immigrants by the Ottawa and Huron tribes who occupied Michigan before the White Eyes got here. But forget about ethics. Immigrants are excellent for the economy. They tend to have high birth rates and be well-educated, entrepreneurial, and highly patriotic wannabe Americans. Yes, they don't tend to come from the same English and German ethnic stock as the Founding Fathers, but so what? We've hopefully gotten past all that. Louisiana's a governor whose parents came from India. South Carolina seems likely to elect another one, and you just might have noticed the ethnic background of the man in the White House. Kurt Metzger thinks Michigan ought to be trying to aggressively recruit immigrants, and I couldn't agree more. Actually, it's sort of like the reverse of that movie, Field of Dreams. They will build and rebuild it, if only we let them come.